It's always like to have Liam looming down on you.
Yeah, that's what she sees.
I don't know. I'll be seeing it from behind, though, won't I? Let me turn around.
Yeah, I can't help you with that. Can't help you.
Okay. Yep. Now, Mitchell, you move your camera so that you're looking up at me. Let's be honest. If this was a free sim, you'd be the one getting spit roasted.
1, 2, 3. Let's go.
Podcast, where we dive deep into the world of the bizarre, the unexpected, and the mind-boggling. Get ready to explore the unexplained, uncover hidden mysteries, and challenge your understanding of the world around you. I'm one of your hosts, and each week we'll take you on a journey through the extraordinary, the strange, and the astonishing. So sit back, relax, and prepare to exclaim, "Wait, what?" as we unravel the mysteries that will leave you questioning reality itself. I'm David.
That was AI.
You AI'd that intro, and I'll be honest, it's a decent intro, I'm not going to lie.
I'm not going to lie.
That's good. You don't need to say it every week. I'll just clip it and put it in every week.
Oh, no, fuck that.
We don't have to intro, then.
Yeah. All right, and there's two other hosts as well. Mitchell and Lee. Well, yeah, I guess I'm the host then, and you two are. What?
I feel bad that took me so long to figure out that was AI.
Well, I wonder what you were doing. I was going to say this is theft.
Do you know that what's that place called where it's got all the weird and wonderful things around the world?
Ripley's?
Yeah, Ripley's. Yeah,
I thought Ripley's don't exist anymore.
I thought you took it from them.
Well, in this country, it doesn't exist anymore.
I don't know what Ripley's is.
You know, Mr. Ripley's, believe it or not.
No,
I've never been, but I've been past it. I have been past it before.
So you've been in the city before.
Yeah,
is what you're saying. It's basically like the Guinness Book of Records as a museum. So like they'd have like a life-size model of the world's tallest man, and you can stand next to him and see how tall you are and shit like that. Just like the weirdest things that you'd find and things like that.
And this place doesn't exist anymore.
It was Leicester. Is it Leicester? No, it's not Leicester Square.
Trafalgar Square.
Are you sure?
Does it still exist?
It exists, but I don't think it's in the city anymore. I think it's.
Yeah.
Let me goggle it.
I'm googling it.
Well, all right. Okay. I'm just gonna say, if you're interested in any of this, please let us know on our socials at Wait What Pod Trio on X. We have a YouTube channel, the Wait What Podcast. I'm gonna have to do it.
You go on YouTube. See if you paid attention to everything I've said.
All right. The Wait What Podcast on YouTube. If you search it, you will find it. And also, Liam's been uploading recently, so he's almost up to date, I think, or at least he is up to date.
I'm currently uploading now.
Cool. And we're also the Wait What Podcast on TikTok as well. And that's it. And yeah, this week we are literally just having a chat because we haven't planned anything. We haven't chatted in a while.
Piccadilly Circus.
Ah, okay.
Piccadilly. That's an awful fucking. I'm going to call it a food as well. Piccadilly reminds me of that. Awful.
I like Piccadilly. You have awful. That with some mature cheddar. I don't love all food.
To be fair, we haven't spoken to each other for a while. Mitch has been firing on Dave today, and he weren't there. He has been firing.
Really?
So we said something about, oh yeah, Dave for some reason got really hyped up about a certain thing today, and he wouldn't reply to any messages we were asking about ideas and stuff. And Mitch was like, oh, if it was about food, he'd fucking answer. I was like, what, Mitch? Come on, slow down.
I didn't say such thing.
You said something along them lines. You called him fat.
It's true.
I did call him fat, but it was nothing to do with that.
It's all right, he's done that on the podcast to my face. But there's a reason. Yeah, I mean, I was hyped over something. I was ignoring the other chat, I'm not gonna lie.
You know what we were getting hyped up about though? How when you go scrolling on Facebook and you end up down the rabbit hole watching videos from stuff that you've not seen in years.
Or random videos you didn't think you needed to see.
Mm-hmm. So those obviously aren't privy to it. We ended up having a conversation about programs earlier, about what we do when we're bored. I started off by saying that I like watching a show called Hardcore Porn and Porn Stars, which is like an American... You're giggling for like a child. Man up. Behave yourself. It's basically like an American, it's American shit reality TV, and I can't get enough of it. Then it spiraled into, I watch body cam videos. And then it was like, oh yeah, I watch them too. And then me and Mitch were like, did you watch Judge Judy? Yeah, yeah. Okay, well, did you watch Jerry Springer? Or about Steve Wilkos? Oh yeah, I was watching something, and then this, and then that. And then we ended up going, and we would talk for about 2 hours, just spiraling.
Yeah.
Just spiraling.
We wasn't even watching it. We just went down the rabbit hole without watching.
It was like, oh, do you remember this? Oh yeah.
Is America is like hardcore porn and like porn stars like Storage Wars?
It's porn shops.
It's porn shops. Porn stars
sure
is the one.
Didn't we have like? Didn't they try and do one in the UK? Like
what, Storage Wars?
No, TV show for porn stars. Porn Stars UK, I think it was.
Maybe, but maybe. Porn Stars is the one in Vegas, with Chumley in that.
I don't know.
It's good. Shit TV good. You can put. In your case, you can medicate and just sit there and watch it.
I figured out this is the reason why I don't watch anything, because I'm down the rabbit hole.
Yeah, Mitch just scrolls and goes down the rabbit hole, and there's some time he comes out, it's too late.
It's bedtime.
And then Hardcore Porn is one in Detroit. And it's you get some characters, man. It's great. Love it. Finished in like 2012, but all of it's on Amazon.
Is that the Hardcore Porn? Is that the one where... they have
the dad, the sister, and the brother.
Yeah, they have a lot of characters go there trying to sell stuff
that's all you see.
Dodgy.
That's all you see. Every now and then you get a nice one. The woman brought in some stuff from her nana just died, and they're trying to pay for the funeral. And one of them was a ruby worth $10,000.
And some of them come back to try and claim that they hadn't been given the money, or they didn't get given the right amount of money.
It's fantastic.
And they just go off, and then the security guard comes, and then like limbs are flying everywhere.
It's elbows, arses, and elbows everywhere.
So do you like Storage Wars? Because that's kind of like a similar
sort
kind
of thing.
Of
Storage Wars.
I don't like the UK one.
Well, yeah, that, obviously, but the US one
that
better,
stopped.
The US one was okay. I did like the way the beef with the guy that used to go, "Yep, that guy was funny."
Yeah. I liked how a lot of times like they open up a storage locker and it's just like some big fuck off thing in the front, so you can't see like anything behind. So like it's just
and they
like,
try
oh,
and lean
yeah.
over and they're like no.
It's just also I bought this storage locker for like $500, and it turns out there's like a Bugatti in here.
Or they'll find like criminal evidence sort of thing, so they have to get it all checked before they can actually have anything in the
I swear there's one where they opened up like a meth lab and like a guy was just like, oh that's mine, and he pinned on it and then he went back inside, shut the door, and that was it.
There was one that was booby trapped.
Oh really? I've never seen that one.
Yeah.
One of my favorite tips is the old white guy.
They're not real though, this is all staged obviously,
of course, but the old white guy, he's got this massive black fella helping him clear it out. And he goes in there and goes, "What the fuck is this?" And then the black guy's got a really massive geezer. It's a really high-pitched voice. And he's like, "Watch the profanity." It's that clip. That clip is everywhere. It's just so funny. I love that clip. It's hilarious, man. He goes, "Oh, sorry."
I'll tell you a TV show that I showed Nino recently. Do you remember Scrap Heap Challenge?
Yes.
Yeah, man.
So, yeah, the
that's
the
some Channel 4 of, shit.
It's Channel 5, I think it was.
Yeah, Channel 5.
Yeah, Channel 4 or 5, yeah. But yeah, there was like a team of three people, and they'd be paired up, well, team up with an expert, and then they had to go around like this junkyard, which is obviously just a large area where they just put loads of shit in, and they had to it's build a scrappy, something out funny of it. Enough. Yeah,
they need to bring that back. That'd be fucking awesome to be part of now.
I think they tried to revive it. I'm not sure. They've revived a lot of things like for about there, obviously like Robot Wars and shit like that.
Gladiators.
Yeah.
Fort Boyard, I think, got a reboot.
Oh, mate.
Crystal Maze got a reboot.
Oh, Fort Boyard. Yeah, Jack Vidal. Love Fort Boyard, man. Love that.
Well, Fort Boyard was basically just Crystal Maze, but on a fort.
It was in the Melinda Messenger.
In fairness, though, it had Melinda Messenger and Tom Baker in the lighthouse as well. rub your legs.
Dave, have you ever watched Bondi Rescue?
No, I'm guessing it's like
the same as Bondi Beach.
I guess it's like lifeguards on Bondi Beach.
Yeah.
I've
spent like 2-3 weeks scrolling through my Facebook reels with just that.
Weapons.
Just great.
Weapons.
Like I end up getting to a point I got to a point where I'm like, well, fucking idiots. Just swim between the flags. Like they tell you to.
No, let's be honest, it's not hard.
They tell you, swim between the flags. Why are you over there with the surfboards?
Yeah. I wonder how many like shark attacks as well kind of thing. It's probably like a lot of guys like going, oh, I wonder funny if there'll enough be some like shark attacks in this, and then it's just all like women in bikinis, so they're just like, oh okay. And then they watch that instead, and then the missus comes in and it's just like, what are you watching, Phil? It's just like, I'm watching for the shark attacks.
they've got the shark alarm, ain't they?
Yeah.
So if there's a shark, they press the alarm and everyone has to get out of sea.
It's Patrick. Yeah, but only
when they spot the shark, though, you know.
That's helicopter out to check to make sure it was a shark.
There's not going to be a helicopter hovering over.
If someone tells helicopter, them there's a shark sighting, they have to send a helicopter out just to check to see if there it's actually a shark there.
Oh yeah, but I'm just saying, but a shark attack can still feasibly happen.
Yeah.
Sorry, people that are scared of sharks.
Who's gonna get you?
Abuga.
If you're scared of sharks, don't surf. Basically, is my advice.
Stay away from water.
Oh yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, sharks aren't very good on land, are they? Can't really do much.
I can outrun a shark on land.
I mean, maybe lone sharks. I'll be careful of them on the land.
I can still outrun them.
Not if they break your legs, you won't.
I just jump in the sea.
Yeah. You're like, oh no, I'm stuck between between a shark and a hard shark.
A shark and a low shark. I'm stuck between a shark and a low shark.
I know what I'll take, the shark.
Who would rather fight a lone shark or a shark?
Lone shark, obviously. And then, punch a shark in the nose, I suppose. Yeah, loads of people say if you punch a shark in the nose, but I doubt like you get that far before it's like you're in its mouth.
Well, it depends.
I don't know. Have you seen that video of the Undertaker protecting his wife?
Lester or oh,
I thought you were talking about Brock Lesnar F5ing the shark. No, I was like, Mitch, I had to break it to her.
It was a recent video where Undertaker and his wife were at the beach and the shark come up and he basically walked towards it and the shark fucked off. I'm not having any of this.
You realize the shark?
Did he raise
the lights? The lights went down.
He raised his hands up and saw the lightning just shut down.
It was 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and he lifted his arms up, and it was suddenly midnight.
Suddenly dark. Yeah.
Then the gong started happening, and the shark was like, "Yeah, now fuck this."
You realize that sharks don't just eat people. Yeah, right. They just confuse people for fish.
Yeah, the shark attacks kind of thing. Yeah, but you know, by the time they've realized that whatever they've got in their mouth, they can't eat, they obviously would fuck you up by quite a bit.
Yeah.
There's obviously procedure in Australia for like a lot of dangerous animals and stuff. Like I know with snakes and things, though, there's the whole emergency.
Every house has to have anti-venom.
Anti-venom. Yeah.
Yeah. Every house has to have the anti-venom.
Yeah.
For both sharks, sharks, for snakes and spiders.
Fuck, we get venomous sharks. We're fucked. Imagine that. Oh. Evolution is going to take us that way eventually. We're going to happen. It's going to happen.
We're going to have eight-legged snakes.
Well, one-legged snake would be weird for starters because it doesn't have legs.
Maybe it'll be like some kind of crazy scientist, like some super villain that creates venomous sharks. Like Dr. Evil wanted to create the sharks with laser beams on their freaking heads.
Laser.
I mean, look, if we're talking about like inventions and stuff like that, I actually wanted to do that on an episode of the podcast.
Crazy inventions coming soon.
Well, we'll tick that off.
No, because I'm the only one that's come up with any ideas, and now I've got them written down, but I can't remember what they're for. Like, I've got all I wrote down was the name, so I don't know what the thing is for.
That's poor planning on your part.
Why don't you give us the name and we can guess?
All right,
not now.
I'll do it now.
We'll make it into
Well, might as well make it this episode.
We don't know what else we can talk about.
What?
That R1 my NFL game after losing. We'll talk about that.
I'm saving that for idle chat.
Well, I don't want to talk about it now.
So go then. Give us the name.
Old news, bruv.
Give us the name, Dave.
I think I remember the first one. So the idea was that when you're traveling and stuff like that, if you're going on a flight, and you might be thinking to yourself, actually, what I kind of need right now is a haircut. There's not a hairdresser's in like an airport or anything like that. It's not normally a thing that happens. So, like, you could have a barber or the hairdresser set up to give quick haircuts, and you could call it the Perminal. I think it's a decent idea, though, despite the name. The Perminal, yes.
Got the shit to
What's wrong with going to get a haircut like during for a flight?
Because most people don't leave themselves enough time.
Most people go and get their haircut before they go anyway.
Most flights are delayed by like many hours, so you normally find yourself you go to the airport and you've got time to kill.
On all the flights I've been on, no one's been late.
Well, you're not getting to the airport with enough time, in my opinion. Normally, you're supposed to get to the airport with a couple of hours to spare.
A couple of hours? Mate, my flight was at fucking 7:30 once I was at the airport at fucking midnight.
Yeah.
Half past seven?
Yeah.
In the morning?
Oh, well, you turn up at midnight.
Yeah.
Get there,
enough time. Plenty of time to get a haircut. That's what I mean.
I did it that day. Because I'm smart. Actually, no, you don't really. That's a bad idea. Never get a haircut the day before you're going to do something or on the day. A couple of days before, because if they fuck it up, you've got time for it to regrow and then you can do stuff with it.
I suppose.
Nice than that. Going on there and someone fucking cuts your hair and it's like, meh.
I've got another one. I think this one was for like. So. It's often hard for like people to meet people, obviously, in real life, and a lot of rising apps that you can use to meet people. A lot more apps are now getting into like exclusive or like specific things. And I was thinking about one that maybe has a shared interest. So maybe people that are interested in anime that want to talk to other people that are interested in anime. Can go onto this app and
It's called Reddit.
Yeah, but it's not. Yeah, no, but you. This is for specifically for the hooking up purposes.
Are you calling it anime?
I'm calling it animate.
Oh.
What's wrong with that?
I'm gonna confess something, because I nearly made a life-altering decision the other day. So me and Alice sitting there scrolling through Amazon, there's fucker one there, and then it popped up Digimon, and I was like, fucking love Digimon. Watched it when I was growing up. Dave calls it B-Tech Pokemon, but it's true. But I loved it. And then I looked, and it was like Crunchyroll, and I was like, I've heard of this. And I was I was looking at it, and I was like, do I subscribe to this for the purposes of watching Digimon?
But there are other stuff on there.
Yes, I know, Mitch. And the problem is I was looking at some of it going, that actually don't look too bad. That actually don't look too bad. And I'm thinking to myself, what's happening? What's happening? I mean, to be fair, I saw Digimon and I was like, old school. I saw Dragon Ball Z. I've never watched a single episode. And I was like, it'd be convenient if it was all in one place and I could watch it one after the other. So I wouldn't have to try and find episode. Like,
if you go on YouTube, type in Dragon Ball Z Kai, it skips out all the filler.
Yeah, that's long.
And you can watch a whole season, season in like 10 minutes.
Hold on, I've been forced into a conversation where I'm not understanding what's going on.
And then I'm scrolling through, and the problem is, playing Fortnite for quite a while now, is I've noticed all the characters from Fortnite that they've done collaborations. I'm like, I know too much, because I saw something and I was like, that's Attack on Titan. And I just went, how do you know that? And I was like, I don't know.
What the hell's Attack on Titan?
It's an anime.
Attack on Titan. I've heard
that one. Yeah, the one with the inside out man thing. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know, Dave.
I don't know that.
I know these things. And I was like, I don't know why I know this. And she was like, have you been watching this? And I was like, no, I promise I haven't. She looked at me, she's like, you can't. I was like, I'm not going to. I was like, I promise I can't.
I think you should. Because I know you, I'm pretty sure you used to watch Metabots, right?
Dave just literally got his pussy out on screen.
That is such a rare thing. I have no idea.
That is the first time you have ever shown us your pussy on during a recording.
Yeah,
you've seen mine. Mine is Ginger. Mine is currently asleep.
You showed us his pussy on the bed.
Anyway, but say you were interested in that.
I'm not interested. I'm mortified now because it's in my brain and I can't get it out. I literally looked at it. I've never once gone. I looked at it and I was like, "Oh, that's Attack on Titan." It hadn't even loaded. It was just a picture. And she was like, "How do you know this?" It's like, I don't know. I'm scared.
Yeah, but you used to watch Metabots, right?
I did not.
Really?
Metabots.
Wait, is that the one where the guy would like turn into like a Megazord?
No, it's where they had robots fighting each other.
Metabots, M-E-D-A. Oh,
like every like everything.
Like every 90s like cartoon.
Mr. Referee.
Metabots.
Oh, Mr. Referee.
No, I never watched that.
No? Wasn't that hosted by Craig Charles?
Nope. It's a different. That's Robot Wars. But yeah.
There was another one I used to watch, but I can't remember what it's called. It was like similar to Metabots.
Beyblade.
But that sucked. Beyblade was shit. Terrible.
Playing it was good.
Yeah.
Ruining my mum's walk.
Let her rip. Now I let her rip a different way. She's like, let her rip.
I've got another one. So like, you open up a shop like you were saying, like a pawn shop, I suppose, where people bring you in their shit and whatever they want to sell to you, and then you sell it on, and you call it Stranger Things.
That's like eBay.
We buy your stuff on eBay.
What? Oh yeah, yeah, we buy your stuff on eBay. I want to buy this. No, we don't actually sell it, but I'm here. I'm just giving them money.
No love for Stranger Things, though.
No, because they're stupid. Stupid.
You want to hear stupid? You should hear the next one.
Oh, God.
So, while the time I was doing this, like, there was a lot of political upheaval and problems going on in the African country of Niger. and I thought to appeal to people for financial help for them, you call it Niger, please.
I can't believe you just said that. I genuinely cannot believe you just said that. You did not. Tell me. You didn't just say that. Oh, you didn't.
Well, this is ever going to be, this is even going to be the most listened to episode, or the least.
You did not just say that. You can't say that.
He can.
No, he can't.
He said the country's name.
No, but he's insinuating. You can't say that.
He can't.
No, he can't. He's too white. Can't say that. God damn it. Fuck's sake.
So, moving on.
No, that's next terrible. One. Move. Next
I like that, Dave. I like that one.
No, you would. Shut up. Don't encourage him.
God, Dave, I always believed in you.
So, also during this time, it was hot. there was a summer back then, or I think
I dread to ask.
And I'm guessing this was something to do with the charitable way of like having an ice cream truck, but that one that was literally just ice, and you were giving ice to people. I was going to call it giving ices, but then to work out how much ice you need to give to people, you'd have to work out the cost of giving ices.
What? How medicated were you when you did this?
Pretty medicated.
Yeah, I can cost tell.
We're all suffering with the cost of giving ISIS.
I was thinking more ISIS, to be fair, not that.
Yeah. Not, yeah, no. Don't give anything to ISIS. Don't give anything to ISIS.
We don't want to give anything to them.
That's why mum goes to ISIS. Yeah.
This next one's actually a really good invention.
Like, I really am struggling to believe you.
No, so like you invent a spray that you spray on yourself, and then when it dries, it's impervious to water. So it's a waterproofing spray, but for like the whole body, and just call it Himperv.
I'm pretty sure there's something called Never Himperv. Wet that you can do that with.
What about
you do it on clothes?
Yeah,
and stuff.
Mitch, Never Wet. That's just watching anime. That's telling the girl you watch anime never wear.
If there is a spray for like making things waterproof, it's normally for clothes or shoes and stuff like that, but not for the natural body. Like, if you want to actually
start
make sure
about a pheromone spray,
no,
where it makes pheromone women makes you irresistible to women.
I didn't realize the feature would be so broad.
I've been a pervert. I'm not up on these things.
Him pervert.
Well, if it's a woman, yeah, who needs it.
Well, no, but it's just to make what if it's impervious. A woman? Her perv.
What if they don't identify as a man nor a woman?
Him perv for ladies. Trans perv. Or non-bi-perv. No bi-perv.
So I'm just pulling the strings. Apart from your idea, just pulling at it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, this is why you're here. I'm running these ideas through you guys. Last one. So it's kind of stolen from like a Michael Scott thing. From
plagiarism.
Yeah, a little bit of plagiarism on this one. So Michael Scott had the idea of having like his own restaurant. It was going to be just breakfast cereal. He's going to call it Mike's Cereal Shack. So I came up with a better name, just call it Breakfast Club. Or you put toasters on every single table and everyone could just toast their own thing, like Pop-Tarts or toast, obviously. Or like,
can we ban my brother from this?
Yes, you can. Yes. And you call it Toast Post.
You do realise that's a thing already, right?
What, Toast Post? What, toasters?
No, the cereal one is a thing already, right?
Oh, yeah, the cereal one's definitely a thing already. But what about toast?
Have you seen how much it is for a bowl of cereal, though?
Oh, it's ridiculous.
Bruv, it's like £8 or £9.
Yeah, primary schools have breakfast clubs as well.
Do you have to pour your own milk?
No, I think they give
BYOM.
You
BYOM.
But it's horrible because you get some people committing like crimes by having like Cocoa Pops and Frosties in the same bowl with strawberry milk. You should be shocked. So I should be shocked.
Well, why would you go to? I was literally just saying, why would you go there and do something that you wouldn't do at home? It's just like, well, why would you go to a restaurant then?
No shame. That's what it is. It's no shame. You know what you should do? What's that? You want Frosties and Cocoa Pops with strawberry milk? Yeah, that's fine. Okay, here's your free bonus. What is it? Bang! right between the eyes.
Are we in America now?
What, a spoon or what?
Yeah, spoon, just whack, throw it hard as you can. You ever been hit with the back of a spoon?
Yes.
Dave was in council, so obviously not.
No.
It was posh.
Weren't posh.
You were posh.
My mum believed in using her own two hands.
Oh, well, yes, no, I did mine. Mine used the hands, but, you know, the back of a spoon.
Mum always said I'll use my hands.
Did you ever get the hot spoon after the pot stirring the tea? You ever get that?
No. That's no,
just me? Just me? Yep.
Yeah.
Mum thought it was banter. Still does it to this day. Stir the tea in and just
oh, wait,
the
no.
back of the,
I did
back
it
of the hot spoon on your hand just for a laugh.
I've done it to myself just to see what it was like.
What curiosity? What you,
man? Yeah, curiosity.
Well, you know what curiosity did.
Do you do the same with? Do you do the same with candle wax?
No, I did it with cigarette though.
That.
Sick child. You sick child.
You're like a bit of pain.
What's wrong with you, man? Have you got? Have you under that jumper? Are you wearing nipple clamps? Yeah.
No, not today. Not today.
Sus. Mad
no, you always have to do it once. I never did it again after that, though.
Well, I'm not so fucking surprised. I'm pretty sure a fag on the back of the hand would hurt.
It fucking does.
Yeah.
I mean, touching the stove is something that you did as a kid kind of thing. Like your mum would say, don't
no,
touch
mine
the stove.
Was the, and you mine was the hot pan. Just... No, I touched the pan by accident. No. Not the actual stove.
Yeah.
We had a gas cooker when I was a kid. So you
I lit my cigarettes up by the gas stove.
Oh, no, I've watched my missus light a fag on the toaster.
Yeah, yeah.
I've got an electric hob now, though. It's not as good.
It takes a lot longer.
Can't do it.
Yeah, you can't do an electric hob. No, you can't. Can't do an electric hob.
You can.
You can. You just have to have patience.
Because you got the lighters that have that kind of same like heating filament kind of thing.
Yeah, you just have to have a little patience.
You couldn't do it on an induction hob, I don't think.
No, not really a stretch fan on.
That's true. That is true.
Can't light off an air fryer because that's all we use it at the moment.
I did it. I used my air fryer this afternoon. Well, tonight. It's good. What's your favourite things for air fryer? Let's talk about air fryers. We're old men now.
I don't own an air fryer.
Fucking literally, let down. Fucking wet wipe.
Nino has air fried pork in there and chicken. And
I've like cleaned it afterwards.
Anything frozen, no, I clean it afterwards.
I have a child, so I have children food.
Same, I don't have a child and I have children food because it's cheap.
What? Why doesn't your child have adult food?
Because she's a child.
Well, children eat adult food.
And adult eat children food.
Caitlin, I mean, no. Well, like once the child gets to a certain age, then you kind of like start having the same dinners, isn't it?
Yeah.
Fuck no.
We have chicken nuggets and chips.
Yeah. Hey, listen, I had chicken dippers last night, and they fucking slapped hard.
I'm not being funny.
I had a fish finger sandwich for dinner. Nuggets. Fish finger sandwich, mate. Next level. Delicious. Mm. Loads of butter.
Yeah.
Fucking cake to
come. Yeah. But you don't like sauce, so
no,
I was going to say a bit of mayo in there as well, or tartar sauce.
Oh, you dirty bastard. Mayo, you dirty bastard.
Yeah, mayo, man. Mayo's
mayo actually slaps with it.
Mayno.
Yeah, mayo's great in a lot of things.
No, mayno.
Mayo and ketchup together.
Mayno.
Mayno, please.
No. I saw a picture of, I don't know if it was real or not, but like ketchup made with mixed with, or mayo mixed with Monster, and I was just like, what's wrong with people?
They have mixed mayo with a lot of things.
They have.
Have you seen Baconaise?
Oh, Baconaise is a thing, tough. Though. People like that. I don't.
Yeah.
I don't.
I've tried it. It's not great.
It's like Peronaise, isn't it? From Nando's. Yeah. People say
that's
slaps. Nice.
That is very nice.
I'm assuming that's just spicy mayo.
No. Well, peri-peri-peri.
Peri-peri mayonnaise. I'm assuming that's what Peronaise is. Peri-peri mayonnaise.
Yeah, but obviously peri-peri is its own seasoning kind of thing, so it's just that in the mayo.
Maybe it's just called Peronaise because it's Nando's used peri-peri and it's just like a thing. Yeah. I haven't had a Nando's in ages, to be fair.
No, have I. We've got peri-peri salt like in
the Nando's salt?
In the cupboard. Not Nando's salt, no, just peri-peri salt from Lidl.
Yeah, no, but they the same thing, like the their concoction.
Yeah. Sprinkle it on the chicken first and then just throw it in the air fryer and then it comes out all perfect.
Of course, you put it in the air fryer.
Well, yeah, everything goes in the air fryer at the moment.
Put the air fryer in the air fryer. Oh, fuck it.
Yeah. Well, see,
apart from his medication,
nachos.
Nachos are good. You got the parchment paper to go on the bottom.
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah. Chicken on there. Although we didn't have tortilla chips, so she just used crisps. They went a bit soft.
Well, that's a bit.
They went a bit soft. It was
Doritos. It was fine.
Oh yeah, no, tortilla chips, Doritos, whatever.
The best ones would be, I'd probably say for that, would probably be Cool Original ones. They're the best ones to use.
Yeah, or that or the Flaming Hot ones.
I don't rate the chili heat wave ones.
Yeah, that's it.
Don't rate them. Honestly, I don't.
No, I don't either. But in
I nachos, rate them more than the cheese ones. I'm sorry, you can fight me, but I don't rate the cheese ones. They're the worst flavor.
I don't rate the cheese ones either. No, I probably would the nachos. Like, it doesn't really matter about the flavor of the nacho because like it's just gonna get of the tortilla chip because it's just gonna get better with all the other shit that's all with it. Like,
you put jalapenos with it.
Yes.
Jalapenos.
No guacamole though.
You sure not sure it isn't jalapenos that people keep fucking saying?
Jalapeno.
Jalapeno.
I like a bit. I'm not against guacamole or sour cream. It's just not readily available. But yeah, nice salsa.
Vile,
jalapenos,
bro.
Melted, loads of melted cheese.
No, mate, just give me nachos, cheese, meat, more cheese, more meat.
What meat do you put on them?
I like mince. I like meat.
Yeah, but you like to mince about as well.
I mince hard, bruv. Don't watch. No, I prefer beef. Minced beef. I'm okay with chicken, but I like it to be like a taco.
No,
whatever I'd put in taco, whack it on there, mate.
And that's also something bacon? Like enchiladas.
Don't make me my fucking enchilada.
Garfield.
Jesus.
Gazorpazorpfield.
Jesus, Gazorpazorpfield. Come on. I mean, you're going really a bit hard on me there.
Yeah. Do you want to talk about
Rick at the new Rick of the Week? Because you've seen it. Do you want to talk about
it? Yeah. All right.
Seeing as we've segued into it.
Yeah. I watched the
because obviously what's his face got so far. Got the big yeet.
He did, yes. Like watching the show, it's the voice of Rick is pretty much like exactly the same as what I'd say. I don't notice a difference. The last episode, episode three that I watched, I actually noticed the difference in Morty's voice. It's just a little bit higher that I thought. But other than that, like, it's great. The first episode is really funny. The next two episodes have been good. There has been callbacks to like previous things in like earlier seasons as well. So if you are a Rick and Morty fan, there is like fan service there for you. I recommend checking it out. I love anything Dan Harmon does. Dan Harmon is a comedy genius. I would like to sleep in his arms and snuggle my beard into his beard so that our beards become one and that we can go on to be Dave Harmon. Sure.
What? I was with you up until the end. Then you lost me. I need to watch it. I do need to sit down and watch it.
Yeah, it's all wonderful.
I would end up back down the rabbit hole before I get the chance to do it. So, you know.
Well, you could just not go down a rabbit hole. You could just watch it instead.
It's fun to go down a rabbit hole, though.
It's also I'm catching fun up on to watch Rick and Morty.
I'm catching up on the stuff that Mitchell watches. I'm catching up on my Sidemen videos.
Oh, I'm not bothering. I'm waiting till they do. I'm hoping they do another Christmas.
Oh, no. Nah. They only did one last year. They're not going to.
Yeah, and they're the only ones that should be doing a Christmas song.
Yeah, we should do one.
No, we shouldn't. No, we shouldn't.
If listen, you think we should do a Christmas, please let us know on our socials.
As a joke, we last year the Sidemen released two Christmas songs as an episode, which they were clever because they got like six videos out of one idea. It was fantastic. It's clever. So good. And both songs were fucking great from their own rights. One was silly and ridiculous, and the other one was literally just a straight banger. I said as a joke, oh, you know what? We should do a Christmas song for a laugh. Dave was like, yeah, it'd be funny. Mitch is fucking trying to make it happen, isn't he? He's already got fucking, he's already got a fucking background. He got backing track. He's got a semblance of lyrics. Now he wants to do a fucking Live Aid. Someone's got to stop Band-Aid. Him.
Yeah, I want to do a podcast, Aid.
Someone's got to stop this guy.
Do they know it's Christmas? If anyone wants to join in, let me know on our socials.
Please, please send us a message and just say, Mitch, stop. Just stop. You're going too far. You're going too far.
It's our turn to get Christmas number one. Let's take it away from these celebrities. Christmas number one. Let's go and get us Christmas number one.
This guy.
I have full faith in us.
Why, bro? We ain't getting,
I don't have faith
Christmas
in our singing
one.
Ability, but I have faith in us getting a Christmas number one if we can put it out there.
Peel viral and shit. Gotta be fast, though.
As I'm saying, like, you've got less than, like, what, 6 weeks?
That's fine. We're halfway
there. What do you mean
there?
That's fine?
We're
not.
We're halfway there. We've got lyrics. We've got music. Oh, we just need to record
lyrics,
it.
The lyrics are completely fucking nonsense.
We have AI.
We've got AI lyrics. We've got them already. And the music and the lyrics, you can't put them together.
Why not?
Because you've tried.
No, I haven't.
Oh, my God.
I think we should.
Plus, we will record the music video as well.
Yeah, we'll do
it. Yes, remotely as well.
We'll do a full-on music video. Filmed on our mobile phones. Edited by Liam.
That's what I'm saying. I don't even want to do it, and I've got to edit it. This is absolutely ridiculous. The fact
Liam could dress up as Santa.
Bar the fact that it would be edited very well. It's not the point, but still, I don't see how I've got to do all the work for something that I don't think is a good idea.
Yeah, but if you don't try, you will never know.
I'm quietly confident that we will not get a Christmas number one. The Sidemen have millions of subscribers.
Yeah, but they did it. They did it too early.
No, they didn't.
They did. Their streams and that was counted for the week before. And then they had to try and push. They stopped pushing the week of Christmas. You have to be smart, you see. Smart.
Yeah.
Let's beat Mariah Carey.
Let's get all viral and stuff.
Yeah, let's get viral.
By which I mean, let's pick up diseases.
Yes, we've got more chance of getting a venereal disease.
You need to have faith. Because you've got to have faith.
So it would be nice. look what
George Michael got. Look at George Michael. He ain't getting my.
He got a Christmas number one.
No, he didn't.
No, he didn't.
He got a Christmas number two.
Wham would have worked. Yes. Because Wham sang Last Christmas, not George Michael.
Last Christmas was never Christmas number one.
Wasn't it? That's a shame.
Nah, it came out the same week as Do They Know It's Christmas.
That song sucks.
Which George Michael was also in.
So he was trying to beat himself?
He beat himself vigorously.
He beat himself. He beat himself with loads of other men and some women.
Huh. See, sounds like a party.
We should link all the podcasts together, all our podcast nation, and some women. We'll do a podcast day. We will release Do They Know It's Christmas, and we'll get Christmas number two.
We're not putting car keys in the bowl.
Because you two ain't got car keys.
Yeah. I'm gonna put my house keys in there.
Oh, okay, cool. Sounds like a party. We should do this. I like the idea of this Christmas number one. We'll do it. Rocking around the Christmas tree.
But I've not had this much fun since Two Little Boys were number one.
There you go. There's Mitchell's line.
Yep.
God. Why do I get the feeling someone's going to encourage him? Someone's going to encourage him. I know.
Someone needs to jump on with me. Liam don't want to do it. Who wants to take Liam's spot? Dave will do it. I've got everything ready for Dave. All he needs to do is say his parts and that's it. Well,
you know the rules. We work on unanimous. If the decision is unanimous, we have to do it. I'm just going to piss and moan and moan and piss the whole damn time.
One and moan.
And whinge and moan and whinge and moan and piss and whinge and moan and whinge.
Who do you reckon out of the podcast community that we've spoken to would jump on it?
I could probably think of a few people that did get involved. Yeah.
See?
I guarantee Matt.
We'll have a UK US collab for a Christmas
Matt,
number one.
I think Matt from Bromigos would get involved. Hopefully all of them would.
Do you reckon Grey's Tap Room would?
Oh, they would. Of course they would. They think they're gonna turn down that chance, they'd get involved. I reckon there's a few people that would get involved, but it doesn't matter because it ain't gonna fucking happen.
But we're putting it out there now.
He hates Mariah Carey.
No, he hates all Christmas songs. We'll get him to do it and dress up like
the Grinch.
See, look, we could convince Trudeau to do it if we say we're going to beat Mariah Carey.
We're not going to beat Mariah Carey.
He might hate her that much that he thinks we might physically harm her. I don't think he hates her that much.
He's Canadian, ain't he?
No. Wow, just wiring the guy. Just to see him with a bio, just like he's Canadian, and he just... Just insult the man. Why don't you?
Yeah, fuck you.
He had us on his show. We've had him on ours. And you just want to insult the man. Just violate the guy.
What did they say earlier about Matt?
Oh, wow. Baiting you out as well.
Exactly.
Baiting you. He'd be fucking coming for you today.
Was that even recorded?
It was recorded. That's why he's going to clip it.
I would have clipped it. It's probably played at the start. Is it played at the start? Nah, it's not played at the start. Something else played at the start.
It's getting sent straight to him.
I'm going to TikTok it. Straight to Matt. I'll TikTok it. I've got a load of stuff lined up. I keep forgetting to fucking charge the iPad. But it's charging now, boy, so I'll be uploading them. So, yeah. He has got it in for you today, man.
We need to find something wrestling rated for Richie from the Super Media Bros to do.
Richie would be down. I reckon he'd get involved too.
Well, with the crystal, though.
Yeah, he'd get involved.
See?
Get him to pretend to be Hulk Hogan playing bass.
See? All they need to do is record their lines.
Your problem and chorus, is, Mitch,
and we'll join in as well.
Your problem with all this is there's not enough time.
There's plenty of time.
If we say now, we can release it for next Christmas. You say there is time. Which cunt is putting this together? Me.
Me.
No. I'll have to do it. I know I will. I'm going to have to do it. And I'll be perfectly honest, I don't want to fucking do it because it's going to be a lot of pressure because it's not just going to be us. It's other people. And I'm going to have to make sure it doesn't look like doo-doo.
Everything you touch comes to gold anyway.
Oh, I was getting ready. But when I said it could be shit, I was expecting to say everything you do is doo-doo anyway. I was getting ready. I'm going to swing.
Yeah, even if we don't get it out this year, we can always release it for next Christmas.
Oh, fuck off.
then you have a whole year.
Oh, piss off.
Then you've got no excuses.
Piss off.
It'll give people a whole year. Another year of the podcast. Line.
Coming up with new ideas.
No more seasons.
How about 8 more verses?
So what you basically want to do is you want Bat to do Live Aid, basically. Do they know it's Christmas time?
Yeah.
I don't know what one it is. What one Christmas. Is it? Live Aid, Band Aid? Is it the same
Band-Aid.
Thing? Band Aid. Is it the same song at the same place? Was Live Aid the show and Band Aid the song?
Band-Aid is the song, Live Aid is the show.
Cool. Did they sing that song at Live Aid?
No.
No.
Cool. I don't know these things.
Dave is singing the Bono part. That's all we know.
Why would you sing it? Why would you not just...
Say it, what? Mime it.
Well, why would you... Yeah, why would you not just like, mime it?
Lip-sync it.
Lip-sync it.
Because we're releasing a song. We're not releasing a lip-sync song.
We're not releasing a song. We're not releasing a song. We're not musicians. We're not artists. We're not a boy band. We're not a girl band. We're not a them band. We're not a they band.
That's never stopped anyone from.
Yeah, that's
getting,
never stopped
like,
anyone
successful in the music industry.
Listen, I get you it. Think if people, that you fucking,
think, oh, it's listen, got told no so many times and they carried on.
I get it if that fucking weirdo sings about sausage rolls and shit can get a Christmas number one, but that's because he's embezzling money. There's a reason he got that. It's different.
We're not telling people we're embezzling money, though. We're going to keep it for ourselves.
Do you want to try saying embezzling one more time?
Embezzling money. We're keeping there it for ourselves.
That's embezzling, Mitch. That's basically what it is.
It's we're not telling it. We're not telling people it's going to charity.
No, we're not
going to
tell people it's going to charity.
Oh, right. Okay. So we're just going to tell them the truth. This is not going to charity.
This is not going to charity.
This is so that we don't have to go to work anymore.
If the song is about that, like not having to work anymore and just doing a podcast, then it'll be obvious.
I don't think everyone's singing it because it's all going to sound a different level. The voices are going to be at different levels.
It's
I'm
okay.
going to have to sit there.
I have someone that can adjust all the voices.
Leave
and everything.
That poor man alone. Leave him alone.
He is up for it. He is up for the challenge.
Poisoned his mind. Leave him alone.
He is up for the challenge. He's the one that's done me the backing music for last Christmas.
Yes, I know. Just stop. Okay, just stop.
Oh yeah, shit. We're gonna need to do the backing to it for another song. Then you're gonna have to do
no, because we're going to just cover the song, so we can use the same music. We're covering it.
Okay.
We're doing a podcast aid.
We're not though.
I'm going to write to Bob Geldof personally.
Oh fuck Bob Geldof.
And tell him we're keeping the money. Go fuck yourself.
Don't write to him on Monday.
Yeah.
I'm
off. No, he should have said why. Ah, Liam said, oh, damn it.
What?
Bob Geldof's song. This song that he's actually famous for.
I don't like Mondays.
Tell me why.
I don't like Mondays.
Yeah, he was in the band.
Boomtown Rats.
It was in the Boomtown Rats.
Yeah, who?
No, Boomtown Rats.
Who?
No,
I just thought he was a raggedy old man that just kept going on about charity.
Yeah, he's that, but he was also a musician before.
I am going to email Bob Geldof. I am going to get his permission to do a podcast aid with a group of podcasters, and we are going to release Do They Know It's Christmas next year.
Write to mid-year as well. Of Ultravox, because he was involved in that.
I'm going to write to Bono if you don't care, carry on and get him to do his own part.
Just on the safe side. Yeah, just on the safe side. Just ask Bono if he wants to do his bit.
If Bono's down, everyone's down.
Because Bono has been in every single one, so he needs to like be
apart
involved.
From one, I'm pretty sure. I don't think he was in Band Aid 2.
Yeah, he was.
Was he in Band Aid 2?
He was in Band Aid 2, yeah. In Band Aid 3, they changed his bit.
Fair enough. But I will email Bob Geldof. I will email Bob Geldof and ask
him. You need to stop.
And he will say yes. And then we can make history.
Hey, yeah. Your friend, after that, tell him to stop, please.
And after that, we can do We Are the World.
We Are the World. Yes. The following year, we're going to do We Are the World.
Please Mitch, tell him to stop. Write to the estate of Michael Jackson.
Please tell him to stop. Stop
let me take some notes.
Oh, my God. Yeah. It's the first time you've taken a note in 3 years.
Right, let me just do this.
Oh, he's actually fucking taking notes as well.
No, I'm finding Bob Geldof's email.
What do you mean you're finding Bob Geldof? Don't you dare just put bob.geldof like a gmail.com or something.
Mr.
dear Mr. Geldof.
Dear Mr. Bob. Give me more money, you bastard. He'll appreciate that.
Boom Shanker.
There he is, Bob Geldof. Wait, there you go. I've got him.
You have not got Bob Geldof's email.
No, I've got his agent's contact details.
You should not be able to find Bob Geldof's agent's details that quick.
Bob Geldof's got an agent? For what reason?
You can hire Bob Geldof, apparently.
Oof.
That seems a bit weird.
Well,
it says how to hire Bob Geldof.
Well,
I don't think that's probably more Bob Geldof.
If it's for charitable causes and stuff like that, I'm sure you can.
Mm. It's even got a contact number. It's an 0207 number.
Either way, we're not.
If he wants to come over, you could be our fourth from Fortnite. You could be our fourth from Rocket League. It'd be better than
it's fucking hard. Right. I ain't played it in God knows how long, and I'd still be fucking better. Just
email.
Stop, Mitch. Stop, please.
Compose.
Please, midday, stop him. Stop him. Because he's going to attach the name of the podcast to it and he's going to make us look stupid.
Oh, I'd hate for us to look stupid.
Listen, not that type of stupid. The right type of stupid. Right.
There's nothing wrong with him sending a little email to Bob Geldof's agent. He must get more time. I can't imagine as many people kicking the doors down to get Bob Geldof.
What if they say no, Mitch? What are you going to do if they say no?
If they say no, they say no.
And what are you going to do
anyway?
Are you going to do it anyway?
I'll go and contact Andrew Ridgeley and find out if we can use the music for Last Christmas. I can't contact him with Michael unless I use a Ouija board.
A Ouija board. Well, yeah, you can contact Pepsi and Shirley.
Yeah, get them on. So wake me up before you go.
Well, to be continued.
No, it's not to be continued. It's not happening. We can't be doing this. It can't happen.
Yeah.
Mr. Echo.
Yeah. Mr. Why I put
Mr. Darling bank manager. Yeah. Give me more money, Mr. you bastards.
Bob.
Dear Mr. Bob. Is the agent called Bob?
No, but I don't know his name. It just says agent.
No. Right, Mr. Bob. It shows that you assuming that he's going to Bob Geldof. That's good. That's showing that you've got initiative. That you're confident that we're going to get past the first stage.
Exactly.
We get past the agent barrier. We think we're already talking to Bob. Call him Bob. Don't even call him Mr. Geldof. We're addressing by first names here. Go on, Robert. We're formal-like.
Real formal-like.
Dear Mr. Bob, I know where you live.
All right, mate. Yeah, good. That shows, again, initiative. That we know that we've done our research.
Please, may we use your music for Do They Know It's Christmas?
Maybe not the please.
Give me the music.
sounds a bit too much like, would you go to bed with me?
Please, would you go to bed with me?
Better.
I have some pheromone.
Well, that's we're nearing the hour mark of chatting bollocks.
We've already hit the hour mark, I believe.
Well, I don't know when we started, but
yeah. It was about 10 minutes on the clock. So we're about sweet. That time.
Yeah, sweet.
Dear Mr.
Considering,
Bob.
Stop.
We've achieved a lot. We've achieved a lot. We can't
remember some
spoke
about
ideas.
A lot. I honestly can't even remember what we were talking about.
Got some invention ideas. You had some TV suggestions. And then it ended in the goals for the future. Look, we're beginning to remember.
It's a collaborative project.
Not firing out some tweets.
It's a what?
It's a collaborative project.
There you go.
Fire out
all
some
our
tweets
to, on the podcast.
Fire out some tweets to every podcast that we're going to involve in, see if they'll get involved with a Christmas single. And if you are listening to this, and you've got your podcast yourself, get in contact with Liam and convince him that you want to do this with us.
Yes.
And if you are musical in any way, that would be very helpful. Like, yes, if you know how to mix music, if you could play.
I know someone that can mix music. It's fine.
We can do the lyrics. That's not a problem.
I'm just asking Bob Geldof for his permission for the lyrics and the music anyway.
Hmm. Oh, yeah, but you know, if we could skip the middle, man, because obviously he'll probably want to cut.
Want to cut.
That's the problem with covers. Anyway, are we wrapping up the episode?
Hold on.
Mitch has got breaking.
No. I nearly sent an email just saying permission. And then the actual message too. So to undo
well,
it.
Well, let's put it this way, in the podcast group we're in. Trying to see how many people are in here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Yes. There's a long list then.
I think it's about 60 odd. 55.
Oh, right. 60 odd.
55.
There we go. Getting a nice little harmony going there. Imagine that. Everyone's trying to get 55.
I still
need to harmonize with each other.
I still feel that it should be lip syncing. But more the point, you have to get the background music to link up with what people are singing. So I don't think it's a very good idea. Mainly because I don't want to edit it.
Can't stop us streaming.
Oh, but me saying, oh yeah, imagine we end up getting paid for it. Well, just fucking dreams, that is. I want all girls allowed to be alive, but they're not. You said that, not me. I got receipts, bruv. I got receipts. Don't try me.
That's real life. This is podcast life.
So you don't want them to be alive in podcast life, no? That's rude. It's just rude. Proper rude. Oh, for fuck's sake. I can't believe I'd fucking sit for this shit.
Going to finish it off for us or not?
I'll fucking finish something off in a minute.
Oi, promises.
Pause. Oh, if you enjoyed today's ramblings, I'm pretty sure there's previous episodes where all we do is just ramble with no rhyme nor reason. You can find them on all podcasting platforms. Just make sure that you search using our government name, Wait What, A Trio of Nonsense. You can find us on X and on Instagram at Wait What Pod Trio, YouTube Wait What Podcast, and TikTok at The Wait What Podcast.
Thanks a lot, guys. Give us money.
Shut up.